We did have fun.
Dude.
It was a good time.
Did you paint?
All right.
Did you paint those?
I'm still going to do those.
No,
Charlie did that. He's
Bowie?
Oh,
yeah, Charlie Bowie. He's decided to start painting.
Ooh,
oh, nice.
Midlife crisis.
Yep.
Yeah.
yeah.
Can I see it?
No, he's like, it's like really
oh,
cool.
Oh, tight.
He's got another one. I have some.
It's like
it's in my room.
Exclamation marks.
That's what I thought. It's very. It's his exclamatory period.
Or upside down a semicolons.
No.
Nani?
No, that's just in Spanish. It's the same painting.
Yeah.
That's funny. Or they're all the people from the wet floor signs.
Yep.
There you go. Yep.
Oh,
there you go.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just all flipping over and shit.
They
fuck, man.
Shit. Yeah. Anyway.
That's why it's blue.
So okay, this
wet.
AMC show.
Oh, yeah.
AMC show.
The AMC's The Sucking Head. Last time on AMC The Sucking Head.
AMC's The Sucking Head.
We need to get all these gay people back on this wall.
He's like,
before we're... they suck all of our dicks and make us gay too.
Where's my son? We left him behind. He's getting his dick sucked right now. Let me out there. That's my child.
Daddy, help. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Carl.
He was bit. I'm not going to sit here in this group when he's sitting there becoming gay.
Put him on the side of the road. You're not coming with
oh,
us.
Are we too loud?
Just
like, is there a knock?
No, I just...
Oh, okay.
It's like the conservative nightmare.
Oh, fuck. Dude, the door at the beginning says, don't open, head inside.
I'm fucking horny. Just like bang at the fucking door. Like,
dude, that would be like, it's just the perfect gay club. You just open the door. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Oh man!
Rich just wakes up in like a gay club with his like asshole like torn.
like his legs are weak. He's like trying to scramble around and shit.
Who's the character that has like the leather jacket?
Oh, Daryl.
Daryl. No. Like the guy with the baseball bat.
Negan. Yeah.
Negan. It's just like the one season is just Negan and Rick just fighting over who has to be the bottom.
His baseball bat is like a big ass like Hitachi dildo.
Yeah.
With Bob wires around it.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
It's
I'm sucking.
It's self-lubricating.
Shit. Oh,
that's dark.
Great.
All right, anyway.
Can I tell you about like a fucking, it was this funny ass shit. It was at a sleuth, last Saturday, it was like me, Christoph, and Reed were talking about The Purge, but like it's just with a bunch of gay dudes, and it's like for 12 hours, all gay sex is legal. And like Reed was saying, like Reed was like there's
no,
like
hey, don't open the door. This man needs head.
No, it's like some dude just like he has pants around his ankles, just like someone help me. His asshole's bleeding. They've been trying to fuck me all night.
As the follow up to sucking head, it's a. Chris Hardwick.
Talking head. Hi, I'm Chris Hardwick. I'm sucking my own dude.
All right. Let's count the headshots this episode.
In memoriam. just cum shots.
Yeah.
Like, how many dudes just get fucking just overran and gangbanged? Like, just throat fucked?
No,
like,
they're heading.
No! We can't leave him behind. I told your father I look out for you.
They can't smell us if we cover ourselves in gum. Rick, it's getting crusty. It's flaking off.
My chest like squeezed up for that one. God.
Oh my God.
Oh.
They don't know we're here.
Bro, where are they getting all the cum from, though? They have to like.
Just,
It's just everywhere. It's on the ground.
It's on the ground.
It's just everywhere.
Oh man.
They're like in the Atlanta heat, so it's like there's already like just gay dudes there anyway.
Have you ever been to Atlanta?
Never.
There's just cum everywhere.
Now what if like in the Purge?
Full cum county.
What if What if like during like the gay Purge
right next
also?
To Cobb County. But
is Cobb County a real thing?
Cobb County.
Cobb.
I thought you said cock. I'm like, whoa.
Well, no, I did because it's sucking heads. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
No, we're talking about like during the gay Purge. If like that's when like, all the bug chasers come out, just like trying to fucking catch HIV and shit from like, all the gay dudes and shit. Like I heard the gay sex is legal for 24 hours or 12 hours now. Come in my mouth.
Oh no!
No, he's raping me. Oh god! I didn't want it.
I left my pants at home. I always do that.
Just like some dude just walking around spreading his butt cheeks open. Like, what's gonna happen? It's after dark. I don't know.
Frank, did you paint a target on your ass?
Yes, it's the Purge. I'm purging. Duh. I want to get this AIDS.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great. I don't know why that reminded me of, like, dropping the soap in prison. But, like, and then you, like, we just drop your glasses in the shower. And you're just Velma-ing around. It's like, oh, I wonder where my glasses are. Just when one fucks me in my asshole, I'm searching for my glasses.
I can't see anything without my glasses.
Like, the whole, like, don't drop the soap. Like, is it, like, are they just saying, like, that, oh, if those people in prison, if they just see a gaping butthole, they're just going to go at it?
Some
like,
dudes
yeah,
want it.
What's, like,
yeah.
The fuck?
Some dudes just fuck it. They want that ass. And it's like, if you're bent over, they're going to take it.
They're going to take that ass, bro.
It's
but, like you not being bent over doesn't prevent them from taking it.
That's true. But, I mean, like, it's kind of hard to take some. But then again, it's slippery and wet. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the asshole,
it's just
too,
more of a hassle.
Mm. Asshole.
It's just easier to creep up behind someone where they're already bent over.
Yeah.
Of that, you get to check if it's already been washed or not.
That's true.
You
You're
can
like,
see
oh,
if it's
washed.
Clean.
It yeah, like he dropped it before he got to his asshole. I'm not gonna wait.
Wash them. Put the bar of soap in his ass.
Like, drops the soap, and then or, like so some guy like sneaks over and he like takes a look. And he's like, ah, never mind.
Oh my God. That's funny.
Still in his hand. That's fine.
Not that thirsty. Ooh.
What if there's like a shower referee in case that happens? Like he just comes up. He's like safe. Like you can't. You cannot do it.
Nope. He has fully picked up the soap.
Dude, and if I was in prison, I would
instant
never
replay. Like, all right, now there is the soap.
You
leaving
got
the
John
ground,
Madden just like.
And then we have this other camera angle of the dick touching the butthole.
That's premature. I know about that, but that's just premature. You can't do that.
Now what you have here is you have this cheek and this cheek, and
he's
and
just
for this guy to bend over these two cheeks, they have to come apart a little bit. And what you have there is it just opens a gap right up here.
What if, like, the whole time he's drawing, he's just making, like dick and balls inadvertently as he's drawing the different spots and shit?
Well, that's what Madden did. He, like, drew a bunch of dicks.
Yeah.
Because it's just a whole bunch of, like, circling two linemen and then drawing a gap.
They're all tight ends. All yeah. Tight ends.
What would be, the equivalent of, like, a field goal in that sport? It was like, oh, we can't tell who wins, so I guess he has to launch his cock into his ass from like 10 feet away.
It's good.
Somebody turns off the shower. Oh, he's icing the person. And like switches it to cold. Oh, he's icing the hard-on.
They do like the post-game interviews. Yeah, you know, I just wasn't ready for it this time. You know, it kind of snuck up on me. Next time I'll be better prepared. You know, I'll get it right. I'll get it right. Don't worry, guys. Sorry, coach. There's no coach.
My strategy going into the fight was just having soap in my ass already.
Mentally prepared for it.
This is really a defensive struggle today.
You got to have, like, Joe Rogan commentate the raping as it happens. Like, there he goes! Oh, my God!
Afterwards... He's interviewing the guy. So, how does it feel? That was a visual.
Is the mic up in the air because the guy's tall as fuck.
Well, Joe Rogan's short.
Oh, he's short.
Joe Rogan
he's like
short man.
He's like my height.
How tall is Joe Rogan?
He's like 5'7". 5'8".
Yeah, but like,
if you're listening and you don't like that joke, both of those men murdered children. So,
oh,
yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
There's a justification for that joke.
In prison.
There we go.
Mm. There you
see,
go.
Here's the thing: if somebody's not
now
the
looks
best
like an
person
asshole.
In the world,
yeah.
You don't have to feel compassion for them.
That's
how
true.
This works.
That's true.
Yep. Yeah. If they've ever done anything bad in their life,
mm-hmm.
you're free from having to feel compassion at all.
That's like exactly. That's like every human yeah. ever.
Exactly.
Oh, I get it now.
Like, that's what the joke was.
Oh, okay. My bad.
At what point is it like? Is it too much? Like, let's say you drown one baby. Just one baby.
One baby.
Then,
like
but
accidentally?
But then you get like fucked by the entire town of like Austin, Texas.
No, you drown one baby. you drown one baby.
I don't know. I don't know if that's equal or not.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like that's a whole town.
The punishment because
yeah.
I don't know, like
Austin, Texas?
How big is this town? Like
yeah.
How big
Austin?
Is Austin, Texas?
Austin's like one of the bigger towns.
It's like 2 million. 2.5 million.
2.5 million people. Okay, after the first million. Clearly, he's learned his lesson not to drown babies.
No. It's yeah. Texas capital punishment.
No.
They want
what
that shit.
What happens is nothing happens, and then 30 years later, when you're in a job interview, somebody is like, this person drowned a baby, and you're like, I like beer, and then you still get the job.
Did I black out, maybe? Did I kill a baby? Why I blacked out? Who knows?
It was years ago.
I was 17. I don't know what to do with a baby. I thought it wanted to swim. It had swim trunks on. It was adorable.
I never washed one in my life before that night, okay? That's how I did it.
That's how the Swedes teach their babies how to swim. Should it be helpful?
Did you guys ever get taught how to swim like that? Like you're
just
like
getting thrown?
Yeah.
No.
My godfather, he did that shit to me.
Gross.
Yeah. But he died of like a brain aneurysm. So like I got the last laugh.
Was it while swimming he got the aneurysm?
No, but he was like going to take a shower and he had a brain aneurysm. So his wife found him like leaning against the wall, like butt naked.
So in a way.
He mentally drowned. Yeah, he mentally drowned. Mm. Exactly.
He was fuck drowning you. In pussy. Never mind.
So much pussy given an aneurysm.
He got a mental.
That sounds like
drowning.
A Little Wayne line. I fuck that pussy so hard it got aneurysm.
Doesn't he get seizures all the time though? Right, Lil Wayne?
Yeah, because he drinks too much lean, bro.
Oh yeah. Or fuck too much pussy.
I think it has something to do with like drinking lean while you're like on an airplane.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh. What if it's like his grill is like slowly poisoning him by like the stuff he drinks, it like erodes the metal.
Yeah.
Well, actually, like that was a thing though when he went to prison before he went to Rikers, he had to get his grills removed and his teeth were all fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has new teeth in now. Like you know before he went into Rikers, he had to get new teeth because they were just all just grinded to like nothing.
Wait, time out. So, but the grill is like it's something that you put in forever.
No,
like
he had fronts. Like yeah. it wasn't like a take in
like
grill.
A fake grill for cheap that fucks your teeth up.
But is it like a retainer? You take it off.
Yeah, you take it off at night. Yeah, no, he had fronts. Like he had fronts all in his fucking mouth. So then before he went to Rikers, they had to take all that shit out and put in some new shit. And like his whole mouth. Was
so basically, they have to like pull his teeth.
Basically, yeah.
And then, like, you can get, like, then you can get,
like the veneers. Gold.
Yeah, you can get, like, stuff surgically implanted.
Yeah.
Wait, so time out. So is it, like,
later.
So when you have a grill, you're not brushing your teeth because it's just on there, right? Like, that's why
if you have a grill, you take it out, then you brush your teeth, then you pop it back in. I would think. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I don't know how you clean gold.
Why would you sleep with it if it's
like,
because
like,
I know there's the ones that pop out, but then, like, basically, he just had gold teeth.
Yeah.
Oh. No. So like if you have it like surgically implanted, like they'll take your teeth out and put in gold shit.
Yeah.
But like if you have it just like to be there, it's probably like a retainer, yeah. I don't know how it works.
You did it again. Did I tell you guys? Oh, I didn't tell him. We walked into fucking Wendy's and then I hear rape.
As a burp?
Yeah, as a burp, he burps out rape in a Wendy's.
I've been doing it for so long, I just don't even catch it anymore.
In a Wendy's, like, that's not terrible.
Yeah, no, but it's like, you're paying $8 for, yeah, for a fucking diarrhea. Like,
you
yeah,
do
that's
that
right.
Five Guys, though, that's some heinous shit.
Nah.
You already got peanuts there, man.
That's
why
true,
Why
yeah.
get their asses beat by cops for less, Javaris? Yeah. I'm telling you, we
yeah. If you had done it in a Chick-fil-A, I would have been concerned for your safety.
Yeah. Imagine being that nice. You're a Chick-fil-A employee, and you'd be like, sir, I apologize, but you can't say the R word here. Like,
no,
what,
but
like,
what?
Would you
retarded?
Like more fries, though?
Which one?
I didn't, oh, I didn't
we
say
don't
retarded.
Allow words that start in R.
Oh, okay.
I have a sandwich for Aubert.
No, opt.
You just got laid off. Like, that's just how I burp, man.
Yeah, you don't control you? My burps.
Yeah.
It just sounds
involuntary.
Like
social commentary. This is social commentary burps. Start burping about like capital gains tax or something like that. Like build the wall.
In a way, like, I never asked for the air to go up the wrong way up my esophagus. In a way, that's a non-consensual burp. So really,
exactly.
The burp, it's like fucking my mouth from the behind.
I'm just telling you how I feel.
Again, dude, I was trying to say fuck. Build the wall, but it doesn't work.
Oh, it's too long.
Nah. Oh, it's hard. It's hard. I'm trying to say it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's hard. Because it's like when it's one word, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Caravan. Oh, no. Can't.
Pussy.
Wait, would you say pussy?
Yeah.
That has
it's just such. It's just such a short word. It's yeah. just like it's the word. It's the word to get out.
No,
it's the
you gotta get
word
it out.
To burp. It's the funniest one to burp. Can you do niggers? Try that one.
Niggers.
Oh, Steven's gonna cut this part out.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He
does.
Yeah,
he's gonna cut it out. He's gonna edit. He doesn't even know it's on there. We could just get away with not having it. You could just not tell him that like it's on dude. There. The pod now.
Oh, you can't really hear
it's
it.
Too weak.
Yeah.
Well, Javaris is saying the N-word and I'm burping.
Yeah, it's fine.
I told you about like what my friend did. Like she like asked me like,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
So is Javaris black or is he just an asshole?
Oh, I had to stand up for that. That's hilarious.
Bro, I get that shit all the fucking time. Like my mom calls it like my bill collector voice.
Your what voice?
My bill collector voice, yeah.
Is he black or just an asshole?
Yeah. Javaris is actually a pale white goth kid.
Neo Nazi.
Yeah.
He's actually a French albino.
Wearing goth pants.
Oh, shit.
He's really
damn,
good
dude,
at that,
what
dude.
Was in that Wendy's?
Wendy's.
I ate it, yeah.
Oh, what did you have?
Leftovers from Thanksgiving.
Oh. Was there romaine lettuce in it?
No. What is the romaine lettuce thing?
It's got E. coli because cows keep shitting on the lettuce.
Nigga, Rhonda all the lettuce moved. In the whole world? Like, how is this possible?
No. So, like, yeah. Most of the lettuce comes from two different, like, valleys.
Wow.
Like, one's in Arizona, like, near Yuma, and then the other's in California, like, okay. 10 miles away. So, like, there's just these two places make most of the romaine lettuce in the U.S. Mm. So... And there's a bunch of, like, cow farms there, too. So when the cow shits and the shit gets in the water supply, it fucks up all the lettuce.
Shit.
And then all the lettuce from these places is mixed together in the processing facilities. So even though the lettuce came from, like, only one farm that kills people.
It distributes everywhere.
Mixes in with all the lettuce from the other places, so once like it goes to the processing facility, you can't tell where that came from.
Yeah, true.
I'm just imagining
just have to say no to lettuce.
Just wash it.
I'm just imagining like a cow and like Joker face paint. That man will never stop me.
It's like you have a choice, Batman. Stop eating lettuce.
You
want to
know
vegan.
How you got E. coli? Here's how. He just shits everywhere.
Oh, man. Like, cows are so disgusting.
Yeah,
like,
cows are pretty
like,
gross.
They taste delicious.
Like, if you have a cows in a pen, they'll just shit and piss, and like so whatever pen they're in just turns to mud. That they're just walking through like waist deep mud.
Yeah, yeah. Just diarrhea.
Any pen they're in, and it's just like a mud that's just their own shit and their own piss.
Yeah, but they weren't meant to be in pens though.
No, they aren't. But we put them there. Yeah.
That's probably
not saying that the conditions are awful.
They were probably they're used to just shitting and pissing wherever they feel
in
like.
A field,
just moving.
Yeah,
in a field,
like a real animal.
Yeah, like me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I shit and piss wherever I feel.
Ever,
wherever
have I feel you ever like taking a shit like in the woods?
No. I actually prefer pissing outside though. You guys are like
pissing
like
outside does feel nice.
I'll be like,
I can't do that because I live.
Oh,
downtown.
You in an apartment? But like in my parents' house, whenever I'm home, I'll go outside and pee. I don't pee in my bathroom.
Why? Where do you live?
My parents like it's a, they have a huge backyard where like nobody can see you.
Oh, okay.
So I always take the time to go all the way outside and take a piss.
Yeah, no, like
nah,
so
that's crazy though. There's a bathroom, take a piss.
Yeah, that's actually like really weird.
That's bad. Yeah, you might
a little like you're going out of your way. Like the bathroom is probably closer when you're inside. Than going outside, but you're purposely going outside.
Like, do you
like
have a
fucking
fear of
sociopath
people walking in on you
no,
in the bathroom?
No, it's not. No, because like I mean,
like what's
sure,
the problem?
Vitamin D, the sunshine, and birds chirping in the
are
wind.
Are your parents like really big on like if it's yellow, let it mellow, and like
if it's brown,
yeah,
push
don't give a fuck, bro. I even put toilet paper in the toilet. Some people don't even like that because the septic system. But yeah, we don't give a shit.
Well, you put toilet paper
it's
in
septic
the toilet.
System.
In the toilet. Yeah,
don't most people put toilet paper in the toilet?
That's what I'm assuming.
No, the septic system only works if you put the septic shit. In the system and not on top of it.
Wait,
on the ground. Like, if you piss on the top, it doesn't work.
No, you gotta put it in the toilet.
You gotta piss in the toilet.
Yeah, you do piss in the toilet.
No, you don't.
You piss outside.
You piss outside.
You're psycho.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, but yeah. What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, I don't go to where the septic is. I just piss somewhere on the ground.
This is now like an interrogation of Mike. Now,
you know what?
But I'm saying, so
I feel like Mike's mom has a dog that every time he comes around, like he sees that corner that Mike pissed on, and he's like, "Fuck!"
Yeah,
again. It just the scent just went away.
You know what's funny? When I go in the backyard,
this motherfucker has to come over every Thanksgiving.
Just pisses everywhere.
My dog actually. I just now that you say that, my dog does pee on the right side of the backyard, and I always pee on the left side.
You should pee where the dog pees once and see if it fucks the dog up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Holy
just
shit.
Just walks around in circles like, bro, what the fuck?
Who?
What the fuck?
Who is Michael?
Like, this can't be it.
Watch him just like
he just like
sniff.
Beats the shit out of you at night like he's a graffiti artist.
What the fuck? Just like
you tagging my spots, bro?
A pillowcase with bars of soap and just beats him over the head. Fuck the pussy.
Like, the dog wakes Mike up at night. You've been pissing in the wrong spot. You can talk, dog? Of course I can talk.
The whole time,
we
bitch.
Just respected each other's boundaries until now. Or, like, the dog goes over to the place you piss, and, like, sniffs it a couple times, and then just starts humping the grass. Like,
I'm going to come here now. Your move, bitch.
The whole war, who can dominate
the
ground
world,
the most?
Like,
you wake up one day and they're like tied to a chair, and your dog's like looking at you, and your girlfriend's tied to another chair, and he's just like, "You piss on my stuff." He just takes a piss on your girlfriend.
He's like on her feet. He's like, "You'll never piss on her feet ever again, Michael." I'm like, "Nigga, what was I even doing?"
How did you know that?
For some reason,
that was our thing.
For some reason, this is actually making it hotter. I don't know why.
Yeah. Like, can you tell me
what's wrong with me?
I kind of want to jack off now. Can you just tell me?
Spot,
one hand.
Spot. Can I get you water?
Let's keep this going.
Oh, man.
That's wild.
That's
weird, man.
I never
that's
shit.
Pretty weird.
I never shit in public. Mm-hmm. I've, like, jerked off in random places, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're not. Are we gonna attack
I've
him
never,
for jacking off at work though?
I jacked off at work before.
Yeah, but
really?
You're not like in the middle of work though. You're in the bathroom. Like,
well,
fucking civilized.
But not
being.
Where I'm at now. But
not
like at no. At the Rosen, at the hotel, I jacked off like three or four times.
All right, I just
no, the real power move.
Ooh.
Is in a car that you're valeting.
That, see, like, all right, who the fuck else said that? Someone said that same shit to me too, but like, I'm
never
be too
gonna
afraid.
Get my car valeted ever again.
Yeah, dude, I feel always
no, just
like
go.
Really because my car is always like really nasty inside.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a nasty person. I'm clean shit.
Yeah,
so Like, I always, like, just apologize to the valet about how messy my car is.
No. I can make it better. You just jack off into it.
I got this, sir.
I've seen worse.
I'll jack off in about any car, if I'm being honest.
I'll just put the icing on the cake for you.
You either get a tip or get to jack off of my car. You choose, sir.
Yeah. Damn, I kind of feel like it's like a missed opportunity. I should have just jacked off in cars rather than just in toilets.
Quick question. Y'all ever beat your meat while driving down the highway?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. I've done that. On 50?
No, it was like, I don't know which highway. It was like on my way back to Naples. Sure. I was wearing basketball shorts. It's like, I could kind of like drive with the cruise control and kind of jack my dick at the same time.
Yeah, no, you can do that.
Trying to stay awake.
My gut's too big. I can't do that.
Nah, but once you come, though, then you're just going to get tired again.
Oh, no.
Nah.
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning.
You don't come.
Yeah.
You just
edge?
Yeah, but you're not edging.
That is edging. If you don't come.
Okay. If you don't come, that's edging.
There's the thing where you just kind of play with your balls a bit.
Okay.
And it feels pretty pleasurable.
It does.
But you're never, like, getting close. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's like.
You're thinking about hot air balloons.
Can you come from
but
this
ball is exactly
play?
How
real.
All of us get
but
Me Too.
I'm not saying
we're all going to get Me Too.
Just the balls.
That's not even jacking off. That kids do that when they're like just watching cartoons, or just like playing with their
exactly.
nuts.
Fuck
it. That's not even jacking off. It's like it's literally there's two balls, kind of like the balls I buy at Walmart.
Man, I was on the list of 1,000 top comics. I'm not trying to lose my career.
You're Me Too now, dog. Welcome aboard.
No, like not kids I've observed. Just me as a child playing with my own nuts. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming other people. It's nuts.
Maybe I could feature for Owen Benjamin.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grass is always green, man.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Truck drivers, though, they have seen some shit.
Of course they have, yeah.
Truck, definitely.
Because they can see into everybody's fucking car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're watching
they
you get fucking blown.
They've seen roadhead.
Yeah.
I'm not even whipping my cock out. It's, like, in my boxers still. You know what I mean? Like, it's in the basketball
So you
shorts.
Came in your pants and then drove that whole way?
I never got the edge for 4 hours.
Fucking.
See, this is why I keep fucking napkins in my car, just in case. This fuck nigga, he spilled ketchup.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Everywhere in my car.
Oh, you're a fucking, I have sauces in a car I'm not driving? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. There's a special place of hell in hell for your kind of people. If I am a passenger in a car, I do not fucking sauce shit.
We just...
You do not put sauces on things if it is not your car.
Steven's went full dad mode, bro.
Holy 2 weeks after I got the car I have now, 10 fucking years ago, some fuckhole decided that he was going to have fucking... The fucking pancake sticks from Burger King with the syrup. And then he was just like, oh, my bad. I just got syrup on everything. Fuck that guy.
Wait, did he pour it on the sticks or did he dunk it? Because like that kind of defeats, like, you're supposed to dunk it in to prevent spilling.
We brought Mike on this podcast just to, like, isolate him.
Basically.
like, all those things that you feel great about that you do, fuck you. All those weird idiosyncrasies you have that make you special, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck
just
you,
tear
Mike.
Him down as a person. We should have Joe Sensibella on the podcast.
Oh my God, that'd be great. Dude, I would just sit back and be quiet and just listen the whole time. Yeah. Just like
Joe Sensibella, though, like we'd be making fun of him the whole time, and he wouldn't realize it.
Yeah, nah.
He'd be like, yeah, dude, that's awesome. And it's like, oh no.
I feel like
God.
He'd catch on like right at the end and be like, hey guys, I feel
Wait.
Like
we're still friends.
Like, why did you guys just keep laughing all the time?
Joe's a nice guy, guys.
Yeah,
Joe's
is
a nice
just,
guy.
He's great. You're a nice guy too, Mike. All right.
I'm the fucking best. No, but it was crazy. When I got into his car with the ketchup, I legit spilled it everywhere as I was sitting down. The car wasn't even moving.
No. Nah.
I felt so shitty.
No, you should.
Yeah.
Nah, it was
that
bad.
It's never like a thing of like, oh, was it extraneous circumstances?
No,
it's just people are fucking clumsy and it's not your fucking car. That's all it is. That's how it works.
Yeah, man.
It's like, oh, man. I'm just going to go. Ah! Fuck, it's the same fucking thing every time.
Steven
it
just went the fuck off.
The car.
Huh?
It builds character to the car.
My car has a hole in the hood. My trunk won't close.
No, that's not a hole in the hood. That's a turbo.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's ventilation.
Yeah. That's an off-center turbo.
I was telling Mike that like my car, it looks like fucking garbage. Like some fucking asshole had like I spent at my girl's place or whatever. I parked my car on the side of the road, and then like I go to my car the next morning. I open my fucking door, and I'm like, "Well, why is it so hard?" And I look to the panel on the side. Some fucking asshole bumped into my shit, and it just drove the fuck off. And I'm like, "But this is Winter Park. It's supposed to be like a nice white people neighborhood."
Dude. They probably did it on purpose, bro.
Probably. It's like, yo, get this ugly fucking turd out of here,
dude. I remember I went to Publix.
They probably crashed into it like these fucking Puerto Ricans in our neighborhood.
Dude, like,
is your girl Puerto Rican?
No, she black.
Well, it's a Honda.
Yeah, no, it's a Honda, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's fucking Puerto Rican.
Get him out of here.
Yeah. Racist. I'm tapping on shit. I feel like you keep checking for the door if someone's there.
No, I know. this is a scary look, Steven. Mm. This is very frightening.
Why wasn't Steven in The Shining?
It's just, I see like the end of the world.
I was the red rum.
The elevator full of blood.
Yeah.
That was Steven.
You ordered the twins in The Shining?
Yeah. 237, bitch. All right. Never mind.
Yeah. That was my... I did like that. Y'all ever like 30 Seconds to Mars? I'm looking down as I say this.
No, I never even heard of that.
They had a song called The Kill that was like modeled after The Shining. It was good. Mm. Guys, a little bit about 30 me.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, 30 Seconds to Mars. Yeah. Jared Leto, his band.
Wow. Jared Leto had a band?
Yeah, man.
You know that's French for Jared the Two.
Is Leto Two?
Never or just mind. The Two?
Okay. I don't know.
L-E is French for the.
Ah. Okay.
God damn it.
But they, I don't think in France they're gonna smush those words together.
No. Yeah. Never mind.
I'm not
guys.
A fan
I'm
of
retarded.
Is that, a, is that dip?
I think
Steven?
He sucks.
What?
I thought that was dip in a bag. I'm like, that's a big ass bag.
No,
of dip.
It's like I don't know what it's like. It's like the scrunchies that you put in a gift bag, so you don't see what it is.
It looks like uncooked
but
spaghetti.
Just brown scrunchies. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Burnt no, spaghetti. That's actually that's actually pickled foreskins.
It's a delicacy.
Yeah.
My grandpa was weird.
Very salty.
Did you guys hear about that rabbi that was like biting kids like
the
foreskins
what?
Off.
Yeah,
off.
Okay, so no. Whoa. There was you want me to say it or do you got it?
You can say it. You probably know
so there was a rabbi in Brooklyn that as part of like the brisses that he would perform.
Wait, did Cumbtown do this?
Yeah, everyone's talked about this. But
you gotta be careful with those motherfuckers.
So,
that's true, bro. Cumbtown.
So usually
did it.
Like they have like there's a moil is like a special kind of rabbi whose job it is to perform circumcision.
Wait, time out. That's his whole
that's his whole
I
mean,
job.
He's probably like he's got other jobs, but like whenever like there's like a family in the community that needs a bris, he's the guy.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's this one guy. Chaps like
on his
one
lips.
Group of people that like part of their ceremony was that you like suck on the dick after the circumcision to like basically kind of like stop the blood flow.
Ooh.
But this guy had fucking herpes.
Hell yeah.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So he was just giving infants herpes.
There's so many things wrong with this story, Jesus
Christ.
Why was it legal for him to suck on infants' dicks?
The parents were there, probably.
It wasn't.
And
so
he was
like
doing
the
it.
The thing that, like, it was happening on the DL, like at private parties and shit.
See, the thing is, though, is that, like...
Well, no, it's like, because, like, the bris is, like, a big deal, so, like, it's, you know, so, but it's, like, it's typically done in the family's home.
Oh, my
God. Like, it's not done at a hospital or anything. So, it's, like, but it's, like, these are, like, trained professionals that know how to do it safely, we hope.
He gets a circumcision, and he becomes a man.
But did they also bite it off?
Catches bottom herpes?
No, he didn't bite anything.
He sucked the dick.
He did the circumcision with, like, a blade, and then, like... And then that, like, it's like a thing.
See, the thing is though, like, with spreading herpes too, is that like you kind of like it's easier to spread it when you have an outbreak. From experience, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So they saw the thing. It's like, oh, it's a culture. It's a different thing.
But
like,
if
you know, it's
brisk outside. If you're like super ultra orthodox, you can't cut the five corners of your beard. So a lot of them have big bushy beards, and so you can't fucking see an outbreak.
Shit. Wow. But that's just morally fucked.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Everything about the
I don't know why.
Just sucking little baby boy.
Like, while he was like sucking the dick, like everyone was like, suck.
Like, hold my beard. I'm about to suck this little boy.
That's so gross.
Ain't nothing like baby dick blood in the morning, baby.
After he does it, he's like, he does it, he's like, AB negative.
It tastes like Swedish fish.
Yeah, it's good.
This is O7A positive.
Do you think he gave like the baby's eye contact when he was like sucking their dicks, like just looking up, like ooh 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 ooh.
Like sometimes he's like ooh ooh, and the baby's like ah.
Got a little hair on your dick. Just puts it off. This hurt, but now it's kind of oh shit.
Wow. Oh fuck, this is the worst. But yeah, anyway, so. Yeah, I don't think
God,
he's doing
imagine
that
if your first memory was like getting your dick sucked by a rabbi.
At first, you'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. And then you'd be like, oh no.
Ah, fuck.
You got my dick sucked. Oh, mom. Why?
Yeah. How was your guys' Thanksgivings?
Oh, I had a fucking weird one, bro. We went to my brother's girlfriend's house, mm-hmm. right? And then her mom went to the hospital.
Oh, fuck. What happened?
I don't want to call her a beta female. I don't know why it was the first thing that came to my head. She had a
beta female?
I don't know. She had a potassium deficiency. I was saying,
that's like, just a woman. Like, it's a beta female.
No! I don't know. The first time I was like, that's a weird.
Javars is just like, aren't they all beta?
Yeah, like they're all kind of like, it's like their thing. I don't know.
Oh,
I've seen Lady Ghostbusters. I'm not buying it.
The lefties go off, you know?
I'm not buying it. I'm not.
No. No, because I saw it was like, my first thought was like, that's just a weird beta thing to be like low on potassium. I don't know. It was just weird. Yeah. I was like, what? Why? How are you surviving in the wild? But anyway. So, yeah. Like, if we lived in anarchy, woof, you would not. Yeesh.
I'm fascinated by the way like Mike's brain works.
Here we see a koala bear with a potassium deficiency.
And there are no bananas in all of Australia.
Did you guys know that the banana flavor that you eat in banana flavored things is actually designed off of bananas that are now extinct?
That's yeah. I heard that.
How would they even know they taste like it? They're extinct. What?
Because when they designed it, it wasn't extinct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they kept that formula.
So they just had, they still have the flavor, but they don't have the banana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's.
Wait, what the fuck?
So you'll never have a banana that tastes like banana flavoring.
Mm.
Why don't they just change it to, upgrade it to the new banana?
Because the new banana fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Have you old bananas are bomb. If that's what old bananas taste like, they were fucking bomb as fuck, bro.
See, okay. If somebody was like, hey, I got new Coke or I got Coke Classic, would you go with new banana or banana classic?
Well, old banana was made with cocaine in it.
That's old banana.
Yeah. They're going for that. 15
it's made
cents.
In the same field. Oh.
Okay, here's a crazy story. Like, this is like why
old banana
Coke
had cocaine
no, or why cocaine is, or yeah, why Coke is no longer has cocaine in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because back when like soda was first invented,
elixirs.
You could only get it at like drugstores and pharmacies, yeah. But that were basically just soda shops. They were like bars, but with soda. So that was like the
fucking
only way you could
lame.
Get it. So like you had to like order it, and then somebody would pour it for you.
Yeah. Ooh.
But then the vending machine came out, and everyone was like, "Oh!" And this was in Atlanta, so like there wasn't.
Oh,
Coca-Cola's from Atlanta.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that's why like Coke World is there and shit.
Ooh. I didn't know Coke World was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Coke World.
It's like the land of Coke or whatever, and it's just a big, big white pile.
I was gonna say, I want to go there.
Yeah, right?
No, but it's like a dumb like museum thing that's just like, remember how Coke's great? Here's Coke.
Yeah.
Coke.
Yeah.
And here we have this set of Scarface.
Have you been to like the thing at Epcot where they have the different flavors?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, but shitty.
Ah, okay.
And it's like $50.
Ah.
Yeah.
Do they have like the worldwide Coca-Colas?
Yeah, they have like the Coca-Colas from everywhere, but it's like
they're all
not,
the same.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all dumb. But okay. Anyway, I haven't been in a while. I just heard it's dumb. No. So anyway. No, but when like vending machines happened, they could like vending machines can't racially profile you.
Mm-hmm.
So like vending machines will serve like vending machines will serve anybody.
Yeah.
So then they were like, "Well, we can't let we can't let those people have cocaine because they're not responsible with it or whatever." So then they were like, "Okay, well, we'll just take cocaine out of the Coke."
Oh shit! Is that really what I did there? Wow!
Racism is
that's
like
hilarious.
Is, yeah.
Wow.
Why people really do anything?
So okay,
this drove me so much further left. I don't like. We don't have cocaine because of racist people who didn't want to give it to black people.
Yeah,
and
basically,
then years
yeah.
later, they sold it back to them as crack.
Yeah, there you go.
Pieces
They're
of
like,
shit.
Yeah, we like it, but like, here's the shitty version.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have our Domino's. Here's your Hungry Howie.
That shit's fucked. Wow, I didn't know that. Mm. Wow.
Yeah,
wait, so then like,
the vending machine is like, cocaine's illegal.
So Coke is just full of shit. But they have those commercials of like everyone come together, have a fucking Coke, and it's like you don't want us to really have Coke.
No,
that's some bullshit.
Yeah,
that's why you drink Pepsi, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
They want you to buy the Coke. They don't want you to have the Coke.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what crack is.
Yeah. Crack is Pepsi, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Republicans drink Coke.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you clean your toilet?
Pepsi endorsed Beyonce.
Ooh.
Republicans were like, no.
No, right, nah, not
like,
her.
Nah, we're not,
not with
going
those legs.
Though.
She moves too quick.
You know what?
She's got a problem with emails? No.
I feel like a lot of old people probably still stand with Dr. Pepper. I feel like that seems like it's just an old-timey drink.
It's good.
Nah, fuck you. Dr. Pepper's fucking disgusting.
Really? Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Dr. Pepper is fucking disgusting.
Are you gay? What do you mean it's fucking disgusting?
It tastes like I don't know. It just it's like fucking black tars that dinosaurs like were fucking found.
What?
I don't know. It's fucking gross.
What?
If your sarcophagus juice.
Yeah.
So if you're from like
Arkansas, it's like if someone
Texas,
pissed in a
Oklahoma.
Cup full of cough drops. Like that's Dr. Pepper.
That is so accurate.
What is it?
If someone pissed in a cup full of cough drops, like that's Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you're right. I still
right.
love Dr.
Gross.
Pepper, but
yeah. fucking disgusting.
It's not wrong. God
damn.
No,
right,
leave Dr. Pepper alone, bro. It's fucking good.
No, but like so Dr.
Gross,
Pepper's
man.
From like
but
like
I like root
Houston
beer,
or
so I can't
Waco
judge
or something.
From
so
Waco?
It's like really big in Texas. Yeah, or maybe like Austin, Houston.
What's from Waco?
Dr. Pepper.
Like Dr. Pepper. It's like it's from one of those cities in Texas.
What if Dr. Pepper sponsored David Koresh?
Huh?
If Dr. Pepper sponsored David Koresh.
If the Bible's real, then Dr. Pepper is Jesus.
There's the seven seals. And also the eighth one, which is Dr. Pepper. But we'll get into that a little bit later.
Everyone drink
first. Everyone has to have sex with me.
And then I saw a beast with 23 flavors and eyes. Yeah, so like Dr. Pepper, it's like a Texas thing. And then like Coke
they're
is
coming
more
for us.
Southeast.
It's predicted in the Bible that they're going to come for us and our Dr. Pepper. We need to stock up on guns and Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Pibb?
Wait, what else would you stock up on?
Pussy.
Pussy.
That
shit was running like water on that compound. What?
I poisoned Dr. Pepper right in her pussy. Use it as a cup. Yes, I did.
Oh, man. Once I was at a party, and this guy had a nasty-ass mannequin that was like a beer funnel, and like there was like no head of the mannequin, titties, and so you put the beer down where the head should be, and you drink it out the pussy.
Ooh.
And I did that because I was drunk.
That's cool.
Wait, what'd you drink?
I drank
you
out of a mannequin's pussy.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's actually kind of dope.
Yeah, that's
cool.
That's
like everyone
cool.
was sucking on this pussy at this party. I'm surprised no one else got my herpes. No,
That's fucking art, dude.
That is actually art.
That's
actually
art.
Really fucking
yeah,
cool.
That's fucking it was pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie.
What if
people were grabbing the tits as they were sucking the pussy? It was nice.
Wait, so like, was there like a tube coming out the pussy?
Yeah, so it was kind of like a little cock or a giant clit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it was like what if you put it like around like a dildo or something like that? Would you still have sucked it out?
As I say, all dicks are just giant clits, man.
They really are. They yeah. really
Did
are.
Did we have
That's
this
true.
Conversation before?
Everyone's
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a, it's a little, so it was, that's a one text message where I was just like having sex with women's gay.
Yeah.
If clits are just small, tiny dicks and you're fucking women, you're fucking gay, bro.
We really got a screenshot of the group chat.
Yeah. Everybody in the world is gay.
That's going on the Patreon.
$5 a month and you get it.
I will ask politely that can we please censor the screenshots?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
At least
for like the names. You can't
I know
like,
there's been some consternation about censoring the podcast, but can we please censor the group chat?
Like, wait, for names or
also,
what?
There's some manic moments that I'd like was fucking commenting that are probably I don't yet want people seeing.
No, those are beautiful. Just like you like going like just full on drunk ass rants. And you're like, you know, I'm just drunk. I don't care anymore.
I was adding on that because
we do need to put up the play-by-play of you like asking that girl out.
Oh yeah,
and then like completely fucking up on when to text her and how to text her.
Yeah,
and asking her out.
Yeah, fuck that up.
And it's just like, oh no, you thought about it too much.
We were just talking about that shit in the fucking elevator.
Yeah.
Too.
So
like, why?
I fucked that up, but I mean, she was all right. She wasn't hot.
Nah, still.
She was kind of cute, but
she was an ETA to Harry Potter 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her legs were weird.
What does that mean? Her legs.
I saw her in shorts, and I was like, her legs are weird, bro.
Like color wise, like,
I mean,
pale.
No, I don't know. It was just like it had a weird shape.
Was she built like
a Mexican girl?
Looked like little boy's legs. Or was
built like
a
Mexican
body?
Yeah, it was like small legs. So it's like really thin calves.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, that's well. All right.
Really thin.
I don't know.
I'm just finding reasons to justify not texting.
No, like really
like,
thin
I fucked
calves.
Up, but really my subconscious was like, fuck those calves.
Yeah.
too small.
Yeah, you're not gonna agree with their politics. Look at her fucking calves, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Some Trump calves right there.
There's some Trump calves.
So communist calves.
No,
she also
Trump's
laughed
yes
at a
Trump.
Bad joke, which is like, yeah, she's what? Flirting, but,
yeah.
But then at the same time, I'm like, don't you fucking laugh at that?
Dude, was it like a hard laugh? Like she legit
me?
Liked it?
I know what a fucking Asian fake laugh sounds like, Mike. I've been doing this for 3 fucking years.
Dude.
Wait! What was the joke?
I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Oh,
oh no!
She's
like,
remember,
she was like, she goes. I guess it was kind of funny. She goes, I don't believe in lunch boxes, and I was like, what? Are they just not real to you or something? And then she laughed at that. And
that's actually
like,
kind of solid. All right, that's
a little solid.
That's,
yeah.
That's pretty solid. That's as solid as I wish.
I could have kept. I should have kept going, but like you know, she's a stranger, so I should have been like, it's like they're not. Like lunchboxes aren't your lord and savior. That's good.
I don't know.
Now in hindsight, I'm like that could have been better.
Why don't you just go to her tomorrow and be like, lunchboxes aren't your lord and savior,
every
and just
I'm
leave.
Just gonna
walk away.
I'm gonna text her that. Right yeah. Now.
Do it.
Nah, do it.
It'd be funny. It'll be
is
funny.
That harassment? I don't know.
No.
If she blocks your number, then it's harassment.
Yeah. There you go.
Just do it like once, and then don't worry about it. And
I just sound
like
a psychopath.
Like,
if I'm just like
100%. Just out of nowhere.
Hey, by the way, 2 weeks ago, offhand,
just like, just
you
saying,
said you don't believe in lunchboxes. Well,
yeah.
I just want you to. I was just curious.
She might
are
think
they,
it's cute.
Are they not your lord
They're
and
not
savior?
Your lord. I should text her like. So, do you have time to talk about our lord and savior lunchboxes?
There you go. That's
just
cute. There you go.
That, don't fucking follow up. The ball's in her court.
Nah.
If she's like, aha, lol, then be like, yo, let's get oatmeal or some shit.
Oatmeal?
Yeah.
Dude,
wait a week.
I'm high on oatmeal. I had nice oatmeal.
I'm just going to become one of her stories.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean?
She tells her friends.
Hey,
you already are. You already are, bro.
Dude, that would be the best fucking like comedy credit for a show. Like, you may have heard this guy in Angela's stories at the lunch table. No. Give it up for Ray Reyes.
Ooh, that's good. Fuck.
You're doing like a company show, yeah.
Yo, I got writing credits in other people's horror stories.
Nah, fuck you guys. I'm not going to do it.
Nah, do it, bitch. Do it.
Right. I feel like if a girl ever ghosts you, you get one free wild-ass text. You know what I mean? We're just like... It's like, by the way, I've always wanted.
Yeah, you can't be threatening.
By the way, I've always wanted to smell your elbows. Like weird shit. It's like, by the way, your elbows are mad shiny. Just like dumb shit. You get one free weird ass text.
Dude, you ever see somebody with shiny
elbows?
Do you
have time? Yeah. Like, Last time I texted her was 10 days ago on Friday.
Damn, dog.
10 days ago. And then I'm just going to send a random text that says, do you have time
to talk
about
it? Why not? You sent the last text. Her or you?
I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, but go for it. Yeah.
It's rude, right?
If it's weird enough, then...
Right now, I am in the mood of I want my friends to follow their dreams. So you text that lady.
I'm not texting.
Nah, text her. At least tell her to fucking subscribe to the podcast. At least.
I'm not going to tell. Well, I'm not gonna take fucking comedy advice from you fucking assholes.
I don't know. Sometimes if you text a girl randomly, like a week after you even talked to her, you'd be like, I don't know. This is a funny meme. I'll bite. I don't know. It was like, I don't know. If she's mad bored, she could be doing. She could be jerking off right now.
Send
like,
her
well,
a Brazzers
I could jack
meme.
Off or suck Ray's dick. Giving her options.
I could pleasure myself or pleasure someone who's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Well, if she like replies and she's like, "What?" and then I'm gonna be like, "Well, like you know, like that."
Just be like send her WYD, and then just let that real quick.
Send that to her at 4 a.m. though.
Yeah, yeah. What you do?
What are you doing right now? You
horny? I'm just gonna leave this woman alone.
A real baller move is just like after 2 weeks of ghosting, just turn on read receipts.
Yeah, that's some pimp shit right there.
And
like,
then
turn them off
the next day.
Yeah. Oh, you responded. Thanks, bitch. I thought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Read receipts to the herd.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
Without saying anything. Oh man, you ever like see somebody with read receipts and you're like, this fuck, it changes the way you think about them because
that's
you realize like how much of a psycho they are.
I keep my read receipts on all the fucking time. I don't give a shit no more, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it.
I feel comforted by the read receipts. I don't know.
Right.
I used to.
I'm like, oh, he saw it. It's not like it's sitting there. He's been like asleep all day.
Well, here's the thing. Turn them off. Okay. Well, you saw the text regardless and just chose not to reply to it, but you fucking knew it was there, bitch.
Yeah.
Like it's like the reverse. It's like not having read receipts on doesn't mean that I don't think that you didn't read it.
Yeah.
Like you still fucking read it at a certain
yeah.
point. You coward.
I used to have my read receipts on until my friend Jazeeb called me out for
it.
Yeah,
who the fuck is
he's
looking
like,
this
I
show?
Know you fucking read this.
Yeah.
Fucking reply.
Yeah.
Like, instead of replying, I just turned the read receipts off.
Yeah, no. I leave them shits on.
Coward.
I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, yeah, I saw this shit. I might text back. Probably. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It's the worst if it's like, are you still going to pick me up? It's just red. You're like, whoa.
Hey, man. It's like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah. You have a whole text message. And like, hey, by the way, can I ask like a small favor?
Red.
Savagery.
Ooh.
Did you text her?
Nah. I got sidetracked because I saw a show and I'm like, how do I get on that?
Dude, that's Ray's porn right there.
Look
at my fucking dates on this calendar.
Yeah, how do I get this fucking feature act right here?
At the improv.
Dude. I don't think pussy will ever make me as happy as comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Be real.
The fun story
I read about, I think it was, John Belushi, he was doing improv. Yeah. And right after the show, not the improv comedy, but like the improv with the multiple comedians or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Like improv comedy. And so he runs off stage after the show and yells, "This is better than sex!"
What?
He ran off stage after the show and just yelled, "This is better than sex!"
There is like that different kind of like endorphin rush you get from
comedy.
When you kill especially.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, like nothing fucking beats that.
Because I'm wondering like, what if that's what got him into cocaine? Where he was like, man, not even... fucking is this good. I gotta coke up at all times.
Dude, imagine how alive he would be right now if ecstasy was a thing back then.
Ooh. I think he probably would have died sooner. I think.
Yeah,
he
really? Okay.
Yeah, because like he would do it. He would do it way too frequently.
Like, yeah, ecstasy is like every fucking drug.
Oh, never mind. What about MDMA?
Yeah. Like if MDMA, well, MDMA
that's amplified shit. Like,
okay,
the same
shit. I'm gonna shut up.
Yeah,
no,
nah, it's
no,
just,
everything
MDMA's
I've heard about
MDMA's
those drugs is wrong.
No, MDMA is like the active ingredient
in
ecstasy.
Yeah. Okay.
So
all
if you isolate MDMA, it's not that bad.
Okay, never mind. But anyway,
it's like a sensory overload. At least for me, I've only done it once, but it was just like
I did
it
once too.
I heard like, that. I heard that
things got brighter.
Belushi
I was more
was
social,
like a dick though.
Kind of.
Well, you feel like a giant penis? Is that what you said?
No, I heard that Belushi was a big dick.
Yeah, he was
like,
a fucking asshole.
If there was any like sketches that on SNL that were written by a woman,
yeah.
he would refuse to be in them.
That's my kind of guy right there. I get it. He's like, you know what?
I'm trying to get the women fired.
All right, that's kind of extra. I wouldn't do that.
Gilda Radner, like he fucking hated her.
Jesus
and like Christ. Would just like step on her lines and shit. Yeah,
he probably tried to fuck and she was like, nah.
He was a bit of a misogynist.
Yeah.
Like not a bit. Like he was like a fucking misogynist.
On a full on, yeah.
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 That's wild as fuck. To be like an outspoken misogynist. Just like
yeah, well, it was the fucking 70s. Like,
yeah,
it was okay to hate women back then.
Like the idea that women like that were not married could or no, the idea that a woman could have a credit card in her own name was a very new concept back then.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Like, that wasn't a thing women were allowed to have until, like, the late 70s, maybe in the 80s.
Well, if they were, like,
it was
married.
A new thing to even have women in the writer's room.
No, shit, yeah.
Like that was the first time it was, like more than one woman in the writer's room.
It's like, think about Anchorman. You ever seen Anchorman?
I actually haven't. Not yet, no.
Wow, kill yourself.
yeah, this
a
is
movie.
A strictly
a good movie.
Only people that have seen Anchorman podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't make a noise. This is a visual podcast. No, that's not my mic. That's Charlie's mic.
Nah.
I have to apologize to Charlie about what you
did. No, he doesn't need to
know.
He listens to the podcast, though.
Oh, yeah. I was on a comedy
he's like
competition.
He's 20% of our listeners.
Is it really? Does he like it, hate it?
Yeah, he likes it. He gives feedback. Basically, he just tells me how the levels are.
Oh, okay. thanks, Charlie.
I was on a competition at UCF.
Also, if you're listening to this and you're not Charlie, listen to Charlie's podcast. Poking the bear.
Yeah.
Are they still doing that?
They are.
Nice.
All right, Mike, what were
you
saying?
Yeah, so I was at a competition at UCF, and at one point for a joke, I took the mic and, like, rubbed it against, like, my cock, right? My jean zipper, so it would make a noise. Mm-hmm. It was, like, basically, like, the joke was, like, my dick's not working. I got to work it, like, make it work. And this girl afterwards, she went, "We have to use this microphone after you. You know that, right?" And I'm like, "It's not actually on my cock, lady."
Like, but it's still, I think it's like you rub your... Because your dick's rubbing against your pants.
But it's my zipper, dog. Has my cock ever touched my
rubbing,
zipper?
Yeah.
But anyways,
transitive
after that,
properties.
I don't know where your zipper's been.
Whatever. So they had to make a new rule.
I don't know how long your
cock
is.
No, you could never, ever use the microphone as a prop.
Mm-hmm. I saw that rule.
Yeah.
And like,
that was you, bitch.
That was me.
I like the.
And then Jared
like,
was taking off.
My
the
favorite
shirt
thing is seeing the UCF open mics and just seeing the list of rules.
Just
knowing exactly which bits
made
each rule happen.
keep your shirt on, like all that shit.
Jared even
told
me.
Discussing the improper use of eggs.
Yeah.
wait, is that mic still going?
Not anymore. They're like, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
This is a college campus. We have important things to talk about.
We're in a bubble.
Like claiming national championships.
Yeah. And making sure kids get killed.
We thought people were going to tell jokes about algebra.
Yeah. we thought people had funny things to say about nothing. Fuck.
No, but it would also be like they wouldn't promote it, so it'd be like fuckers just like eating wings. Mm-hmm. You know, before there was like at least some sort of crowd.
I like how you're mad at them. Like,
at one point, it was
you didn't do anything wrong.
Wackadoos or the special burger.
They didn't know there was a mic going on.
I don't know, man. It's the people who ran it.
Fuckers put fucking eating wings.
Stupid.
And they turned my mic off one time because I went 10 seconds over 5 minutes.
What?
Instead of lighting me again?
You did run the light.
I ran the light. What you do is you just light them again, and you go, oh, shit, I went over. Might be. Bruh, dip.
Do they know how to run an open mic?
They didn't know anything.
Oh, dude, I remember.
Who ran
it? There was
just some kids that, like, I need this on my resume. I guess there's an open
I
mic.
I need to put an open mic
here's
on my
microphone.
Resume.
Dude, I ran do you know, mic. Like, how bad people's resumes are?
No.
My resume's trash, dog.
It's basically... Like, ooh. A resume is like, can you come up with enough shit to fill up one page? Yeah. That's what a resume is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I lied a lot.
My brother helped me with my resume. He's put designs on it so it fills up the page.
Do you guys not have, like, because, like, my school had, like, a thing where, like, in the student union, like, you could bring your resume and they'd, like, fucking mark it up and shit and tell you, like, how to make it look nice and all
that. They probably
did. We had that in my high school.
Proofread your resume. It was very nice. And thank you, Florida.
we want you to get jobs, but you're still homeless.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. Yeah, no, like, there was one open mic that, like, a student put on at UF, like, right before I graduated, and it was, like, done at, like, the student union, and it was so bad, because it was, like, I was like, how much time do I have? And it's just, whatever you want. I'm like, okay.
It's not good.
just like, that was like the first question. I was like, I knew it was bad.
Yeah.
And then the person that put on the thing wasn't the host. She was like, I don't want to host. So she just had like two of her friends bring people up.
That's weird.
And like, just be like, all right, your next comic is...
That's the worst type of hosting.
Ari,
B5.
No, Ari's over there. Yeah. Fuck.
That's there's like no one's even warming them up. They're like, hey, it's a show. First guy at the show is the first guy.
And they would
do
like, and they had like a PowerPoint with announcements of like, these are the other things we have happening at the Rights Union this semester.
Blink.
In the middle of the fucking show.
No, at the beginning of the show. Like that was the host spot. And then like I got up. And then I tried to tell my story about like the stranger shaving my back in the back bathroom.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they just
was
like
funny.
Gasped at it, and it was like,
that story's fucking hilarious, bro.
Yeah,
that's such a good story.
It was a good
dude.
Story.
You need to fucking run
they
that.
They weren't humorous people. Yeah, I do. All right,
you really should actually.
I'll do it like 15 fucking times. Okay,
you really should. It's fucking
today
good.
Tuesday. We can go to Falcon.
Yeah.
All right, fuck yeah. But
did we miss Dandelion?
Yeah,
probably.
Whatever.
Did Christoph you sign up for it?
We did.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anyway, it's
assholes.
Nine.
Whatever. Fuck them. They're all assholes.
We still go to Grumpy's afterwards.
They
at
got
the
a good crowd, bro.
What's Grumpy's? Oh yeah, they're a good crowd.
That's William Rodriguez's room.
You going to Grumpy's after this?
Well, I mean, like, at the Falcon.
The lady that was running the mic, she just like one like half of her set was just like some other local comics bit. So
oh my
like
God?
It was
That's
me
evil.
And another comic. They were just laughing our asses off because she was stealing this guy's bit.
Wow.
Whose was it? Oh, we don't know. This is Gainesville, right?
Yeah, Plemons. Justin Plemons.
I have no idea who the fuck that is.
Jesse Plemons. Not Jesse Plemons.
Is Pussy Plemons.
Somebody got last name Plemons. No, I think he like has a social life now, and he I think he...
He has sex now.
Yeah, he
See, that's
comedy.
Another reason I shouldn't. I know I didn't want to text this girl because, like, once fucking comics get girlfriends, they quit comedy, bro.
No, I'm still here, man. I'm still here.
Unless you were never here.
I'm about to say it. No, I quit before I even. Yeah.
Unless you're like evil,
Justin
bring your
Plemons,
girlfriend.
It was a really, really good bit about, like, it was like he saw a billboard that's, like, pregnant, want an abortion. And then it had, like, a picture of, like, Einstein, Gandhi, and, like, Roosevelt and Lincoln, and it was like, think of the possibilities. And then he was like, I want to put up a billboard after that that's the same thing, but it's just a picture of like Hitler and Stalin, and it says, think of the possibilities. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, that was a good. I just burned his bit. On
it's good
podcast.
Though.
Whoops. But Justin Plemons, great comic. Follow him on Twitter. Find him on Twitter.
Sweet.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm being a
You guys ever like kind of like think about like something bad happening and then you write a bit for something bad that hasn't happened yet?
No.
You mean like a plane crashing into my grandma's house or something?
I don't know. Just like something bad that's you know like could happen, but you're like, I don't know, like it's like your mom getting cancer or some shit like that and you just a bit about it afterwards.
No, I've never done that.
Have you guys ever used
the Because I've already I've written a bit about like my dad getting deported.
Dang.
Yeah. Because it's a callback, too. So I'm like, God, I hope he gets deported.
Make it really edgy.
Yeah.
I mean,
because it goes off of like my dad having 10 Facebooks. It's that bit where it's just like, yeah, my dad's got 10 Facebooks because he gets drunk all the time and just makes a new Facebook. So, the bit's like, yeah, they deported my dad, and I could never talk to my dad again. mainly because I don't know which Facebook to message. And, like, I'm like, damn, that's a good callback. But, bro, like, I'm gonna have to
check the rewards from ICE to see how much. No, seriously, bro, cash in. See,
bro, are they really giving rewards for that shit?
They probably do.
ICE Sky Miles.
Bro, Javar's gave me the idea of becoming a thought bounty hunter.
Oh yeah, yeah.
My dad's
audit.
Not illegal, by the way.
Yeah,
I just stole
miles
like,
on Southwest, but not too far Southwest Airlines.
You guys ever heard of the premium Snapchat thing? If you report them to the IRS, they give you a kickback or a percentage.
Yeah, it's like up to 30%.
I was like, should I fuck up this person's life for 30% because
like
of their taxes?
If you report somebody income tax evasion,
yes, basically you get all those girls who have like the premium Snapchats or whatever who brag about, oh yeah, I just made all this money, like $25 for nudes or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of those girls, you know, they just take the money. It's untaxed or whatever.
Yeah.
So like it's still wages you earned.
Yeah. Like Venmo and shit.
Yeah, basically, and they're like, oh, some dude got mad because he got overcharged or whatever. Or I guess he didn't agree with some girl's prices, and he sent her information
to the
IRS.
Oh, that's a dick move.
It's a dick move, but it's like 30% of her earnings if she does pay back. So I'm like, yo.
Look, imagine it's like a big Instagram model, like Jen Wolfie. Oh, she's hot as fuck.
Well, you know, Jen there's Wolfie. Also
but yeah,
a
like,
possibility
that's a lot of money.
A lot of them could pay their taxes.
A lot of them don't, bro. And like, no, what? But like, dude, there's on Twitter, they're so fucking shook. Like, there's one Snapchat. "Quote unquote sex worker."
I saw Ben Brainerd like retweeted a thing about it, right?
What?
Like he was like, "Hey," or it was like somebody was like, "Hey, if you're like a Snapchat premium person and need legal advice, I can provide."
A lot of misinformation being thrown out because they're all fucking shook. They have no idea what the fuck is going on. Yeah, they're not claiming shit.
I should just go on like Instagram and Snapchat and just be like, "Look, best way out of this." I just suck my dick.
Oh my god, it's
then
horrible.
This would all go away.
Suck, just raise all the Snapchatters in the world. Suck Ray's cock.
Yeah. Do you know how much worse than Louis C.K. that makes you?
Yo.
That's at least. That's 3.5 CKs.
You know what I'm talking about? Just
out of five.
You weren't talking about getting me too, also. So I was like, you're in the bunch
Cosby,
now.
Cosby, he's 8 CKs.
I guess you're taking advantage of someone in a position of power.
Well, I mean,
no power.
I'm about to say,
You're not even a tax auditor or anything like that.
If anybody were to take that, that's their own fault.
No, no, it is.
Yeah.
They are a
I'm going to stand by my initial assertion that's worse than CK.
It's worse.
That's all I will say about that.
You'd have to be an IRS agent to take advantage of that, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't want me to audit you, I'm going to need some free twerking vids or something.
Which, but I mean, like, I guess like the really fucked up thing is the fact that like these niggas, like they're really selling these girls out for news, and it's like you could just go on just X videos and just jack off like normal. You don't have
to
like
all you have
to
do is like wait a week and search for it on.
I mean, yeah, if you want,
it eventually goes on the internet anyway. You know?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we're over an hour.
Are we
okay with stopping?
Yeah.
I got a shit again. So
we doing plugs or not?
Today was crazy.
We doing plugs.
December 2nd, motherfucker, I am going to be at the other bar. I'm closing it out and featuring.
Oh, wait, that's the Sunday. Next Sunday? Sunday?
Monday.
Monday.
They have, like, the New Faces competition. And then once the New Faces competition finishes, I close it out. Yeah, boy. 25 fucking minutes.
It's the third.
You got shows?
I made it to round 2 in New Faces.
Yeah.
Tied for 5th place.
Who did you tie with?
Some dude named Chris Ray. I think
he's a real estate
agent.
Some dude.
Who's Chris Ray?
He spells it with
I'm a little salty.
As funny as some dude.
So
wow.
Is
he new?
Whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, obviously, he's on the
I'll be a little salty and say Ken quadruple checked who won. And I was like, he really does not want me to win this thing, doesn't he? I don't think he's like, if you don't clap the way I want you, we're going to go all night, bitches. He's like, fine, Mike gets to go up. there was that energy. But anyways,
yeah.
I'm salty. I'm a salty little bitch.
Was he funny or did he just bring out all his friends?
You got to wonder about that, too, if it's like by applause.
He had a joke that was like a Spanish meme where it was like, you don't know what's in the butter thing in Spanish refrigerators. Because, you know, when you open up the butter canister,
like green beans in it, something like that.
That's a meme. But whatever.
Niggas do the same thing, too.
What? Someone was telling me like, Middle Easterns, white people, a lot of Caribbean people.
I just throw out.
I saw two memes that were like, when those memes are like, oh yes, only Spanish people know this, and then I saw the same meme that was like, only Black people know this.
Yeah, it's like it's just minorities. Only
you're
we know this.
Fucking group us all together, you fucking.
Someone must have Tupperware. Yeah.
No. The difference is that one says only Black people, the other says. Solo Latinos. That's the difference.
Solo Latinos.
No. But yeah, is it December 10th is the round dose? So yeah, come help me become
the finals?
Less salty.
Yeah, December 10th. Mm. Well, yeah,
I can come out and support that.
Like after. Mm-hmm.
Mike. Yeah.
Okay, support Mike.
Support Mike. And I'm on Leslie Joe's thing Friday.
Nice.
And
I'm
going
broken
to LA
cauldron.
Broken cauldron.
January.
All right, when are they going to fix the cauldron?
Put them, Pat.
Because it been broken. All right. Javaris, you got anything?
Yeah, I got, I'm doing, besides, it's the good kind, it's the bottom kind. I'm doing a feature spot in Palatka this Saturday. Yeah, I know.
I have a feature spot in Atlantis.
In Palatka on nice. Saturday. Yeah, that's yes, whatever. And Casey's show in St. Augustine on the 14th, and then Larry Griffin's show in Sanford on the 21st.
St. Augustine? Is it?
It's the Corazon.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that shit. It's his last one, too. So y'all niggas jump on that shit.
It's the last one?
Well, it's his last one that he's hosting. He's going to have Zach replace him.
I was saying, that's a good room. Don't get rid of it.
Nah, it's a great fucking room.
It's a fucking fire room.
Yeah,
that shit gets packed.
Real quick.
But mine wasn't packed, but like you can see it. Like it could be a good spot.
Well, like even if it's not packed, like they'll move to the fucking front too. Like they're not gonna be like all fucking spread out and shit.
Fire set over there.
Yeah.
Great.
Also check out my premium Snapchat.
Nah, he shows his whole bussy.
Yeah,
my whole bussy.
I'm just putting wet
M&M's bussy. In my bussy and pooping them out.
Just the brown ones and the green ones.
Yeah, for science. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, I'm doing a show at the Iron Cow. On Thursday.
Woo!
Is that a good
route? Yes.
I don't know yet.
I like it.
Ray said it was fun.
I like
Javaris
it.
Says it's fun. So, yeah. Thursday night, go to the Iron
guy.
Cow. Watch me do bits.
Swag.
All right.
How about
I think
instead
that's
of
it.
Breaking dad, it's raping dad.
Raping dad.
Also,
AMC's raping dad after AMC's sucking head.
Breaking bad.
Yeah. Just
halt and catch herpes.
Yeah, you can cut that raving dad part out. That's probably a bad bit.
Cutting shit out. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you have to live with that.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Wait, we'll cut one out.
A burping
raping dad.
Oh no, raping dad's good. Yeah.
You think so?
Oh yeah, I was laughing. It's just
so the guy who has the non-consensual burps.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Walking into a wedding.
This one should have a NF. What is it? NF.
Not safe for
SW.
Anyone.
Yeah.
NSW.
If you're anyone
SW.
In the Orlando comedy
not
scene, don't listen to this.
Either,
yeah.
Like,
no.
Like I feel like I'm just imagining like parts of this episode are going to be played back to me in an office, like on a loudspeaker, with somebody staring at me. With their arms crossed.
If anything, I'd be like, oh, like, that's an extra listener. Thank you. Subscribe.
Yeah. Oh.
5 stars.
Thank
positive.
You for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rate us on iTunes because the only ratings we have are from us.
Yeah.
And that one guy. Who fucking was creepy as fuck.
Yeah. Which
but
one?
You know
oh,
what?
That helps me sleep.
Yeah. Well, he was like, yeah.
Well, that's what happens when. You talk about like the mechanics of soap droppage is that that your listeners
on.
Are going to be people that you don't like.
That's fine. That's fine.
Like
We're trying to get this podcast money, baby.
Or they're probably fine.
We should have a listeners' banquet and just thank them with fucking.
It'd be just
I don't
like
want to be in the same room as them.
I kind of want to see who the fuck listens to this shit. I'm kind of curious.
Show us
how many listens did we get.
Send us
so
pictures
far?
Of your cock.
Send us pictures of your ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feet pics, please.
Ankle pics.
Send me your social security numbers.
Toes, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah.
Just ankles.
Nah, it's not haram. I need to see. I need to see the.
Put a fatwa on you if you show us your toes.
It's a fatwa.
Why don't you take a picture of your Blue Cross Blue Shield
yeah.
ticket and yeah. send it to me, or just send me the whole thing. I need insurance.
There you go.
Give us your username and password for open enrollment, so we can get some Obamacare.
Yeah,
there
that
we go.
That good
send
insurance.
Us your Social Security, but jumbled up, so I have to figure it out.
Yeah. Also, if you have a login for Bang Bros,
ooh,
very
share,
appreciate it.
Also,
bro.
Share us your Bitcoin
yeah.
password.
Yeah, do you have Bitcoin?
Can take it.
Let us fuck your moms and or wives.
Rape.
No. 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 Michael. No.
Very crazy time.
What a
poor Jafaris.
I couldn't hold it anymore.
Yeah.
You could, but you chose
Your Honor,
not
listen,
to.
I couldn't hold it anymore.
You could,
I had
but
to
you
do it.
Chose not to.
No.
Does anyone feel like this podcast got very out of hand?
It was quickly. Never in hand.
No, no.
There were no hands for it to get out of.
I think once we talked about the sucking dead, there was nowhere else to go.
Yeah,
we went to a lot of places
today.
But
it's a wild
like,
direction.
I feel really bad for anyone that's still listening. Because like, it didn't get better after sucking head. It just got worse. Like, if you turned it off in the first 3 minutes, you made a good decision.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you're still listening to it, at me on Facebook so I can think less of you.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Follow me
yeah.
on Twitter at DirtyMike00 and I'll fuck with you, bro.
There you go.
And we'll fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And
cool.
Yes.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye.
Bye, Rape.